FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A man has been arrested in connection with the fatal stabbing of an elderly woman in Phoenix, north of Durban. Police say the 20-year-old suspect was taken into custody this morning and faces charges of murder and attempted murder. The pensioner, believed to have been in her 80s, was attacked along with her 60-year-old daughter in her home in Hexham on Monday night. The younger woman was taken to hospital in a critical condition. Ward 52 councillor Samir Singh says they welcome the arrest.
The community is actually in mourning of this incident, and our prayers and our thoughts goes out to the families that lost their loved one. We're happy that the culprit has been caught, and hopefully that the justice system will prevail, because this is such a sorrowful event and the community is very upset and sad that this can happen in our area. But we're always telling everyone, you know, we need to be as united as one and ensure that all these people that do all these bad things feel the full might of the law.
The suspect is due to appear in the Verulam Magistrates Court on Friday. The other victims of the Midlands plane crash have been named. KZN Transport says student pilot Lula Mamsani and medical student Sphesihle Buthelezi were the other two occupants of the light aircraft that went down near Greytown on Sunday. They had been flying with student pilot Nqobile Biela in one of three planes that departed from Virginia Airport in Durban in formation, headed to Vonneboom Airport in Pretoria. The group was meant to refuel in Ladysmith, but were diverted to Greytown, where the first aircraft crashed into bushy terrain as it approached. The two pilots on board were not injured. The second plane managed to land safely. The wreckage of the third aircraft that was carrying Biela, Msani and Buthelezi was found the following morning after an hours-long search. The Provincial Transport Department says it's supporting the families as investigations continue. While finances are critical in pandemic response, a senior South African health official says money alone will not stop disease outbreaks. The Deputy Director General of Health, Dr. Anban Pillay, says resilient health systems are also essential. He says global discussions must move beyond just money and include long-term investments in health system capacity. And Northern Ireland's First Minister has called for disorder seen in County Antrim to stop immediately and says those responsible will be held fully accountable. Police say 17 officers have been injured and 5 people arrested after a second night of violence in Ballymena. Cars were set on fire and fireworks were thrown as chaos broke out after an alleged sexual assault. Belfast-based journalist Amanda Ferguson has told Sky News some people are scared.
One Filipino family had placed a sticker on their door saying Filipino lives here in an effort to try and make sure that people didn't target their home, because perhaps the Filipino community in Ballymena would be viewed more favourably than the Roma community or some other communities.
The top story, a man has been arrested in connection with the fatal stabbing of an elderly woman in Phoenix. Her daughter was seriously injured in the attack. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Australia currently 115 for 4 in the first innings of the World Test Championship final against the Proteas. A blow for the British and Irish Lions as Scotland prop Xander Fagerson is ruled out. And Man City confirm the signing of Tijani Reinders as the transfer window closes ahead of the Club World Cup.